What's going on, guys? Welcome back to another episode of the Becoming a Better Man podcast. Today, we're diving into a topic that's really essential for every man looking to up his game in all aspects of his life. I'm talking setting boundaries, all right? And not just setting boundaries, but what to do when they're being tested and how to stand firm, all right? But trust me, it's going to be a game changer for you. If you're focused on personal, physical, spiritual, emotional growth, then this episode is going to be tailor-made just for you. Before we get into it, though, I want to take a minute and read some comments that I have gotten in the email recently. And I just wanted to give you guys a shout out and thank you very much for doing that. This first one comes in from Marquell. It says, just wanted to reach out, brother. I started the podcast today and I'm really grateful for it. Keep going. Man, thank you. Thank you. No, I appreciate it. Let's see. Another one had reached out. His name's David. Actually, here's what I'm going to do, right? I'm going to be clear in that these are not actual, like, complete names, identifiable names from people. I think probably the better way for me to go about this is just to say that I don't want to have to keep thinking about fake names. I'm just going to say this from another user. So, all right. He says, I need help. Your podcast has helped me realize how bad things are in my life. It made me realize why my fiance left me. I'm not the man that she deserves. Says, I'm growing through it. Thank you for getting back to me. I still listen to podcasts and I've shared it with my friends many times. So, yeah, man, that's tough. That's tough. And it sucks that it takes a breakup for us to really kind of get slapped in the face with the truth. But, man, everything works out for a reason, right? And it always comes out better on the other side. This next one, hey, man, I just want to say thank you for your podcasts. I've been going through some very hard things over a period of years. After my most recent failed relationship, I had the kick in the ass I needed to start seeking help. I'm still very early on in my road ahead. I've started off listening to several podcasts and talking with folks, but I seem to relate and absorb with what you put out the most. I will be joining to hear more. Just wanted to say thank you. I've been broken a long time. Each relationship and struggle has seemed to take another piece from me, but I'm ready to take steps before it gets any worse. Congrats on your recent marriage. Wish you all the best. Man, thank you, sir. Thank you. Let's see here. Let me scroll up and see if I can get another one. Okay. All right. We'll do one more. Hey, Jason, I've started listening to your podcast the last couple of days. I've recently gone for a breakup. And I've really been trying to work on myself. I've probably gone through a breakup. A lot of the content in your podcasts have really hit home and really finding the content so helpful in making me a better person. Appreciate you, sir. That's, it's tough, right? It's tough getting to a point where we feel like the only way we're going to listen and pay attention is if the pain makes us kind of wake up to it. So yeah, let's talk about something, right? When the form of setting boundaries and how to stand firm in those boundaries when they're being tested, right? Because there's a lot of potential issues with boundaries that could have led to, say, a lot of you guys tuning in and a lot of those messages, right? It all seems to be breakups, low points. Talk about how a lot of those, you know, potentially could have been avoided if we had set firm boundaries and stood by them, right? And not just that, but in doing so with that, we better recognize the boundaries that others have set and respect those. So that way there can be a better flow, a more harmonious interaction between you and your partner, you know? So yeah, that's kind of it's a hard segue to make into the topic that we're going to discuss this week, but just want to thank you guys for your messages. Wanted to appreciate you guys for reaching out. It really means a lot to know that these episodes are not falling on deaf ears. Also, huge thank you to the new subscribers to the podcast, especially if you've subscribed through Spotify. Something I'm looking at doing, potentially doing here in the near future, is just setting up a like a Patreon and a Discord channel to just kind of better cultivate an interactive community. And then that way you guys can subscribe through there. And instead of just through the podcast on Spotify, and then that way there can be a more interactive balance, not just between communicating with me, but you guys communicating with each other, right? Knowing that there's a joint sense of community here in these men who are where you at, right? They're where you're at. They're maybe they're ahead of you. Maybe they're just getting started in their journey and you're further ahead. Right. I think there's a lot of power in the calling that we have to, you know, share our struggle, right? Share our stories so that that way others can be lifted up and called to that better place in their lives that really God's working through each of us to get to. Right. And we have to kind of get out of our own way in order to, you know, best move forward, right, in the direction we're supposed to go. So yeah, let's talk about setting boundaries. I know that this has been an issue with myself in the past. I've struggled with, you know, in that past life of setting boundaries, being healthy with those boundaries, and standing firm on them, right, when they're tested. Now, I know a lot of it, at least in my experience, was due to the fact that I cared too much about what they thought. I cared too much about how their feelings might impact the harmony of the interaction between the two of us, right? And I'm not just talking romantic relationships, but friendships, workplace relationships in terms of friendships and just co-workerships, and trying to, you know, not rock the boat, right? I didn't want to rock the boat. I didn't want to create too much distress, right? Too much disharmony. And in doing that, you know, failed to set any kind of meaningful boundaries. And then eventually that resentment and that frustration, that anger builds up over time. And then there's just a complete fall through, right? A fallout. And it's not good, and it's not productive, and it's bad for everybody involved. And it could have totally been avoided. Right. And so I think that with this process of setting boundaries, learning how to stand firm when those boundaries are tested really has to come down to step one, right? Before we get into these scenarios on how to handle it, step one, understand yourself. What are your motivations for these relationships, for these friendships, right? What's your motivation, right? Is it to feel validated, to feel accepted, to feel loved? Or is it the fact that, okay, I just want to share a meaningful interaction with this person. I want to try and help better their situation by bettering our situation collectively. And then in order to do that, I need to be able to set forth not just boundaries, but expectations. Likewise, I welcome that from the other person so that way we can all feel heard, respected, and understood in that shared journey of, here's where we're at. Here's where we'd like to go. And here's what I feel like is getting in our way potentially. How do we work through that? Right. So that way it's more so like you and me versus the problem, not me versus you. Does that make sense? So I think that step one of understanding your true motivations, right, is also leading into understanding what's my hang up here? What's my fear? Am I afraid of hurting their feelings? Am I afraid of being rejected? Ultimately, am I afraid of being rejected? Right? If I stand my ground and they don't get their way, are they going to not talk to me again? Are they not going to want to be with me or be around me or work with me again? Is that your fear? If so, then you're not ready to set boundaries yet. you need to understand how what they feel and think about you doesn't matter. It's none of your business. What matters is what you think about you, how you feel about you, right? And when you honor, respect, and love yourself, then the people around you that you want to share experiences with, to share a life with, to share growth with, they'll respect that too, right? The ones that you want there, they'll respect it too. The ones that don't, they'll be ready to leave, right? And I'll give you some examples here. But yeah, that, I think that's what you have to get out of the way first, right? You have to understand, what are your motivations for these interpersonal or relational, romantic, whatever, relationships with these other people? What are they motivated by? What are you looking to get out of it? Two, what are you afraid of happening if you stand up for yourself? And I'd say even three, is that worst case scenario even that bad? Right? You have to almost kind of have like a total detachment from the outcome in order to be more present with yourself and how you can best show up for that relationship. Because there's a weird thing, right? And I don't know if it's a man thing or if it's just a people thing, but you know, it's kind of like once somebody smells blood in the water, then you're no longer seen as an equal. You're seen as somebody that they don't respect. And once people lose respect for you, whether that be your wife, your girlfriend, your coworkers, your team, your friends, once they lose respect for you, it's over. It's over. No one will respect a person that won't respect themselves. Let me rephrase that. No one will respect a man who doesn't respect himself. All right. So guys, let's dive in. All right. Let's get into this episode. Hopefully that's laid the groundwork and the foundation for you getting into this. So setting boundaries is like, think of it this way. It's like building a fortress around your most valuable asset, and that's your well-being. You wouldn't leave a pile of gold out in the open, right? You wouldn't just leave it sitting there. Your time, your energy, your peace of mind are that gold. All right, so let's go to a workplace scenario. So example one, the workplace. You're killing it at your job, but you've got, you know, other things going on in life too that you value. You've got maybe a side hustle, family time, or that gym membership that you're finally putting to good use because now you start to value yourself more. So you tell your colleagues and your team, guys, after like 4:30, 5 p.m., I'm logging off. Like I'm checking out to focus on personal commitments. Simple and clear. Okay. But then say your boss or project manager sends you a 5:30 p.m. meeting invitation in your calendar. All right. So what do we do? How do we handle this? Here's where the rubber meets the road. Don't duck your head and accept it. Stand your ground. Respond with, thanks for the invite, boss. After 5 p.m. is my personal time. Can we schedule this for another time that works best for everyone else? See what I did there? You're not refusing to work. You're reaffirming your boundary and offering an alternative. It's like saying, sorry, the shop's closed, but I can help you out during business hours. Right? Why does that second part feel totally fine? I respect that, but it feels so uncomfortable to say, look, after work hours, standard business hours, that's me. That's my time, right? Just like it should be your time. Can we schedule? And I think that's key. Can we schedule this for another time that works better for everyone? And so understanding that you're not avoiding it, right? You're deferring it to a better time. You're putting it back onto the table for input. Okay. Let's go on to a relationship scenario. All right. So let's talk relationships. Whether it's a girlfriend, your wife, or even a close family member, it's important to realize that you need your space sometimes. All right. Maybe you've told your partner, hey, I need Saturday mornings for some me time. It's my recharge day, right? That's the time when I need to recharge my battery. But then, right, here's the kicker. Then they plan a surprise couples brunch with their friends, right? So it's a sweet gesture, but it does cross a line. All right, so what do we do? What's the action that we take here? So it's time for a heart-to-heart, gentlemen. sit down and say, I love that you wanted to do something special. But remember, Saturday mornings are when I recharge. How about we reschedule the brunch and find another time that works for both of us? Or if I would have known ahead of time, I could have rearranged some time elsewhere so I can recharge then instead, right? So that way you're still able to honor the brunch, right? The plans that were made. So that it's really important here that you reinforce your boundary while showing that you still value their effort, right? That's the key part. They have to feel like it's valued. Otherwise, it can become a feeling of being dismissed, right? They don't want to feel dismissed. You're not kicking them out of the fortress. You're just asking them to knock before entering, right? There's a difference. All right, let's get into a friendship scenario, all right? You've got that buddy who's always late, right? I've been that guy. I've got buddies that are those guys. You've agreed to meet at 7 p.m., but they stroll in at 7:45, messing up your plans, right? Now you're running late. You're not going to be able to get back home in time. You're not going to be able to tuck the kids into bed. You're not going to be able to say goodnight to your wife or have a little husband and wife time before she falls asleep. So it happens, right? And sometimes it happens too often, especially with that one friend. So you've probably been too nice about it. Guilty as charged. I've been there. Right. I've even been that late friend, like I said. What do we do about it? So it's time to upgrade from hints to straightforward talk, right? Man to man. The next time you make plans, say, hey, man, I've noticed you're usually late. If that happens again, I'll have to head out and we can catch up another time. Bam. That's it. You've set the boundary, you've highlighted the consequences, and you're saying, my time's valuable and yours is valuable too, right? If I'm not mistaken, respect it or we'll have to adjust. And that's it. All right. I want to give like I shouldn't have to give this example, but I will give an additional like relationship example. Let's say, guys, that you're still clinging on to the threads of an unhealthy relationship. All right. You've got somebody that is disrespecting your time, disrespecting your character, disrespecting you, period, right? Your feelings, your emotions, your boundaries, all right? And so say you've got somebody that, let's say you're with somebody that wants to degrade you, raise their voice at you, and talk down to you, right? Just because they're upset about something, right? Usually, guys, we're accused of this, but it does and can happen just as often, if not more so, with females in the relationship. So thank God my wife is not this way. I praise the good Lord that she is not this way. But I have been in those relationships where it's been not this way. And so a lot of times that stuff happens, right? Name calling, character assassination, false accusations, just anything to get a rise out of me, you know? So ways that I should have handled it were, look, if you're going to continue to speak to me this way, I'm leaving. If you'd like to have an actual conversation where there's no name calling, no yelling, nothing like that, then we can talk. Otherwise, I'm gone. I'll come back when you've had a chance to calm down. That's it. That's setting a boundary. That's a clear expectation that, hey, this is not a debate. This is not one-sided, like you get your way, I don't get mine, right? Realistically, guys, that should help diffuse the situation or at least express the boundary, right? Standing firm when it's tested is just walking out, saying, look, I told you, here's the expectation, you've crossed the line, this is the consequence, right? Do not dig in and get in the trenches in that dogfight. It never ends well. If you notice this as a pattern, get out of that relationship, right? If you cannot problem solve and attack the problem together as a team, it's not for you. All right. So let's, that aside, kind of out of the way, here's my thing. Like, I know what it's like to just feel like you're too afraid to lose that person right? And it's not that person. You're just afraid of losing somebody. Like you feel like you're unworthy of having somebody that's good for you. Meanwhile, you're with somebody that's not good for you. So you just have to get out of that. You have to break that cycle. But anyway, let's move on. I want to give you guys some additional tips, right? Especially for you subscribers, right? Additional tips. I want to make sure that you guys are feeling valued in the content that you're subscribing to. And I appreciate your all's patience with me not being able to get an episode out last week. Guys, it's just, my wife's going through some stuff right now. I'm having to help her out a lot, which is fine. That's totally what I signed up for. But just know sometimes when it comes down to setting time aside to just get in here and record some content or help kind of cater to what she needs at that time, she wins, right? She wins. So, and that's, I want her to win, right? That's, I choose her over anybody else. And that's out of love and respect for you guys. But just knowing that, look, when mama needs you, you gotta take care of mom. You gotta take care of mama. But I do want to make sure that I'm making it up to you guys as well on the back end. So, look, let's be clear about this. Okay. Setting boundaries isn't just like telling people what you don't want. It's also about teaching them what you do want and why, right? That's a capital Y, W-H-Y. When someone keeps ignoring your boundaries, well, it's okay to show them the door. Like I was talking about in that relationship example. It's not about being confrontational. It's about being assertive and showing respect for yourself and others and just walking away from the situation. That's it. If you find yourself struggling with enforcing your boundaries when tested, then you need to take a deep look and ask yourself why their opinion or feelings are more important to you than your well-being. It's one thing to serve others well. And I think it's hard for us as Christians to feel like, well, we just need to totally abandon ourselves and just do whatever they want. That's not it, right? That's not it. There's a balance, right? It's one thing to serve others well. It's a whole different thing to totally disregard yourself in the process, right? There has to be a balance. Otherwise, and I'm sure you guys can each attest to this, if you don't, you'll find yourself short-fused, angry, frustrated, and resentful, right? Now, when you're like that, tell me, are you a better version of yourself or a worse version of yourself, right? Are you walking in Christ's footsteps when you're that way? Or are you walking basically resembling Satan's patterns? I think that helps answer that. Okay. On a personal note, right? When I started setting and enforcing boundaries, I noticed a significant improvement in my life. It was a total 180, right? Less stress, better relationships. And guess what? People started respecting my time and my peace, my space more. Okay. It's almost like they took me more seriously because I took myself more seriously. So to wrap it up, guys, building boundaries is not just putting up walls, making demands, and saying my way or the highway, right? That's not it. And I want to make sure that that doesn't come across as that way. It's more about constructing bridges on your terms, right? And it's okay to be flexible, but to know your limits. Be specific about your needs, stand firm when tested, and always, always, always communicate openly. And honestly, remember, the foundation of every strong relationship, whether it's in the boardroom or the bedroom, is mutual respect, right? Guys, look, if you found this episode helpful, if you found this video helpful, right? If you're watching it in video form, please don't forget to subscribe or follow the podcast. If you don't want to subscribe on Spotify and have to pay like $3 a month for the subscriber only access to all episodes, not just half of them or less than half of them, then just follow the podcast, right? And if you're watching this in a video format like YouTube or something to that effect, don't forget to hit the like button and subscribe and activate the alerts and notifications bell. So that way you can not miss future uploads and content. But if anything, guys, if you found it helpful, if you found it useful, share it with your friends, right? Share it with other men like you. Help, right? See if we can help kind of spread this message of helping men become the best versions of ourselves, right? Becoming better men. Because that doesn't just impact our own personal lives, but the hope and the goal is to impact the community around us, to grow the kingdom of God, to be better men that we're called to be. So until next time, take care, and just never forget, you're the king of your castle, and to rule it wisely. All right, guys, we'll see you next time.